Hello, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast. It's myself, the Grievous Bodily Farmer. Today we've got Toby Sloby White.
Hello.
And we also got on the podcast Gerode.
Yeah, close enough. Better the second time around.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. What's your second name?
Veal.
Of course, yeah. And what's your ring name?
I think it'll be Gerode Sex Appeal Veal.
Okay, is there a story behind that? You've had some run-ins with some veal, have you?
Oh, well, veal being my second name, appeal rhyming with veal.
Okay.
When I came up with it, I did not look great as well, so I thought it looked pretty ironic, you know?
Oh, well, you're in good company, because Toby's nickname is ironic as well, isn't it, Toby?
I don't know if it's ironic. It's definitely been something I've been baptised with many times.
Okay. I think you probably put that one to bed, in fairness. The last few outings, you've not looked that slow at all.
I think once I get going, I'm quite quick. I'm just slow to start.
So Toby's ring name is Sloby.
Right,
I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So how do you find the training this morning? Because you've been away for a week or so.
I have, yeah. Well, it's like, you know, 2 weeks ago, I felt really good. Today, I feel like shit.
Mm-hmm. You're allowed to speak.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I should have asked beforehand, but I feel okay fitness wise. I know I'll be back to where I was by next week again. Fitness, I'm fine. I think I'm good in terms of that.
It doesn't take long to lose that conditioning, though, does it? Just a week off.
No, it doesn't. No, not at all.
A couple of bad night's sleep. That's all.
Yeah.
And I understand you've got a few people that. Coming to the show?
I do. Well, my friends are... Flaky. Well, their head isn't always screwed on properly. But yeah, if they remember to buy tickets, then they should be a decent amount there. Yeah.
Okay, well, just as you brought it up, there are about 60 general admission tickets left, so... You need to send this to them and get them to get in there.
I know, yeah.
I've been pushing my fans as well.
Have you?
There's quite a few missed out last time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So got to push them.
There's a lot of people excited, but like, yeah, I don't know how many that actually translated into tickets bought, like, you know.
Oh, I see, okay. Yeah. And Toby, how's your training going? Because I don't know, you were telling me you hadn't sparred for a while, which is a bit worrying.
No, annoyingly, the people I usually spar with seem to keep being injured.
Is that your fault or
no, through non-boxing related reasons?
Oh, okay.
Which is unfortunate.
So you're fighting against Nick Cornish, who's an accomplished chess boxer. He's got a lot of fights under his belt.
How many? More than me?
I think so. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but he's been fighting for a long time. So he's probably, I'd say, one of the better boxers you've been matched against. Certainly better than Kai, no offense, Kai, who put up a really good fight, but Nick is going to be a test for you, I think, so you need to make sure you do focus and do some sparring. Yeah,
don't come out slow.
No, don't come out slow. What about the chess? Have you been practicing much on the chess?
Not as much as last time. Nowhere near. Like before last time, I was always on chess.com app, like doing puzzles constantly, doing puzzles.
Toby, what's happening? I thought you were a machine.
Playing someone at lunchtime.
What's happening? I thought you were a machine.
Well, I was a machine for the last fight, but you can only do that every so often. You can't commit to a fight as much when you got everything else you're trying to do. Like at the moment, I've got like other objectives I'm trying to do. I want to try and enter like a story into the BBC Short Story Award this year.
Oh, really?
So I'm trying to write that at the moment.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Have you got any ideas? Or is that top secret?
You'll know when it's finished.
Right. I'll let you know. Is it going to be about me, is it?
No. It's just to try to explain it all now would be ruin the surprise.
And Gerode, tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Ireland originally. I moved to London around 3 years ago to do an economics degree, which I've just finished.
Mm.
Any listeners who owned a large multinational, you know, I'm looking for a job.
Chess boxing is a great thing to put on your CV.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. It'll,
exactly, it means you're tough.
Yeah,
you've got some brains.
Yeah.
Focus under pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can please the crowd.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Great for dinner party chat as well.
Especially if you put sex appeal.
Yeah. I've been trying to.
Yeah, you've got a lot to live up to with that ring name.
I do. Yeah.
To say like you increase the motivation of the female workforce.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
I would have thought you'd increase the motivation of your opponent as well. He doesn't want to be beaten by someone who's got sex appeal.
Oh yeah, who does? Like, you know, yeah. But other than that, just finished uni, working in Tesco's. I don't know.
Perfect really, training for being a chess boxer.
Tesco's, yeah. A lot of squats, bending down.
Yes, yeah.
In a rage.
In a rage. Oh, yeah, yeah. Really gets the blood going. Yeah, yeah.
And how would you characterize your opponent, John? Because you must know John reasonably well now.
Yeah, we've been training together for the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have got to know him. He's a better boxer than me, but his chess isn't great.
Yeah.
I'm a lot better than him at chess. Okay. I think even over the last couple of months, he's gotten better, but I'm
still way ahead of him.
Yeah, I think I've gotten a lot better as well. I've caught up to where I was when I was younger.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I know he's been working a lot with Matt Crazy Arms Reed on his chess.
Has he?
Yeah, so... But you played him today, so you must have some idea of what he's like currently. So.
Yeah, I do, yeah, yeah.
And what do you think he's like as a boxer? Because you did spar today, I think, did you not?
Yeah, we did, yeah. As a boxer, yeah, he's better. He's better than me. Yeah, technically, he's better. Fitness-wise, I think I'll have the edge on him there.
Mm-hmm.
The longer it goes, I think the...
And have you got any trash talking?
Trash talking.
Tell us as what you told me about his mum before the podcast.
Oh right, yeah, you said, oh yeah, you can't say that on air. But like,
no, I thought you sparring. I think it's going to be a good bout. I think it'll be a nice bout for your first outing as well.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
And have you been to a show at the Dome yet?
I was at your last one.
You were,
in December. Okay. Yeah, very enjoyable. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. Yeah, it is, good night out.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a great night out. Yeah, yeah.
Have you got you've got quite a lot of fans coming or hoping to come, so you need to make sure they bring banners and that kind of stuff.
All right. Okay. Right.
Maybe like think of some chants or something.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Around sex appeal would be quite good. Create a bit of an atmosphere.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll think about it. Yeah.
Okay. And as you brought it up, the next show is on the 16th of March. You can get your tickets at londonchessboxing.com. And you can also watch the show live on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/londonchessboxing. Okay, Table, we should probably just talk about your last fight as well. How did that go?
It was good. I enjoyed it. It went kind of according to plan. Mm-hmm. So due to the fact I had to lose a lot of weight to get down to, what was it, 84 kilograms? I knew I was going to lose a lot of power, and I was just trying to work on speed.
Okay.
And try and swarm my opponent. And
overwhelm them
in the mm-hmm. boxing.
And who were you fighting?
Kai from Helsinki. Kind of thought it was a bit, like, due to the time differences.
You were on last, right?
We were on last, which meant it would have been like midnight in Helsinki.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt that maybe he wasn't quite awake as he should have been. He kind of definitely came out slow, both in the chess and the boxing.
Mm.
So I think maybe it kind of made him look a lot worse than he was.
I think he was a bit just. I think he felt he underperformed.
Yeah.
Having spoken to him afterwards.
No, he definitely.
But it can be quite overwhelming, that the whole atmosphere.
Yeah. It's 350 people there.
I don't believe he's had a fight before either. Oh no, he might have fought in Berlin.
Yeah, he has fought in Germany once.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I think. I expected his chest to be a little bit better, but again, if he was underperforming, that might have been part of it.
Nerves as well.
Yeah,
everything can kick in. I mean, you see a lot of first round checkmates, which should never happen.
That's true.
Because people get nervous.
That's true.
And it wasn't much better because he got lost his queen in the first round stupidly. Mm. And that, like, from then onwards, it wasn't great for him.
It was damage and limitation for him, I suppose.
And then when the first round of boxing came in, I just thought, like, just be as fast as possible because I knew he was lighter than me.
Mm.
So I knew he'd probably naturally be quicker than me. Just swarmed him. And then by the time the second round of chess came in, he just couldn't focus. You could tell he was exhausted. He'd been hit a lot in the head. And he was just making idle pawn moves on the right-hand side of the board, which basically meant that I was just picking his pawns off and had just passed pawns all on the left-hand side, which you can hear from the commentary.
But how did he lose his queen?
Because
that's the turning point of the game. But at that point, it was over anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, I kind of... There was a point where there was an exchange... an exchange where I should have ended up a piece up. So I think maybe a knight with a knight that was protected by a bishop. And then he should have taken my knight with his bishop and I take it back with my bishop. But he didn't take my knight with his bishop, but my knight was also threatening his queen. So he kind of moved another piece instead, thinking, well, you know, if I exchange and I end up a piece, you know, it doesn't change the overall scoring.
I see, yeah.
We just each take another piece from that exchange. But he forgot about the threat.
You missed that, yeah.
Which is easy to do because... I remember the first time I went up on there, that chessboard we use is quite big.
It's huge, isn't it?
So I keep meaning to like buy a really big chessboard and practice, because you have to look over a lot of it. Like, if you're used to playing on a, especially if you play on the screen, or you play on like as a normal, or I play on quite a small board when I'm at work. You know, just trying to get used to just looking over everything and taking the time to do so. And I think he was just looking at all of the board and forgot about.
I found changing up from my first fight, changing up from the screen to the board, it's not something I even thought there would be a problem. Yeah. Suddenly you sit there and you're like, well, the spatial awareness just isn't there, because you're just looking at something that's different.
Which is sometimes when you come back from a boxing round, and if you look at the screen, you look at the board on the screen, suddenly you see something you don't see when you sat on the board. And you're like, oh. Because that's happened to me in fights before. Like my fight against Max, where I just saw the knight move, like some ridiculously undeserved couple of mates. Making a couple of moves thing. And that was purely just, I wouldn't have seen that sat at the board, but I did see it looking on the screen, because it just looks like one of the chess puzzles you do on chess.com all the time.
Anyway, we should probably just do a shout out to our mates in Helsinki and thank them, because obviously we had Lars come over as well, so there was two fighters from Helsinki. Hope you guys are going to be coming out again on 16th of March. Obviously very welcome. Tara as well. And then you've got your next opponent is Nick Cornish.
I hear he's a good boxer, and I'm more nervous for this one, because I like with Kai, I didn't know what to expect. This time I know to expect someone who has boxed, and not just chess boxing, but done, I think he's done white collar boxing. I don't know if he's done any amateur fights, but he's definitely done white collar.
I don't know, which, I'd need to check my notes,
which I think is probably like a bit of a step up maybe in quality. Amateur. If he's
done
amateur.
Have you seen any videos of him fighting?
I saw a video from like 2011 of him doing a white collar boxing fight, which, if he's improved at all in the last 7 years.
And of course, the last fight he had, he was fighting Andre Glenza. He's a great guy, Andre. He hung out with us after the event. He lost on the first round of chess, so he'll want to box, he'll want to be making sure he gets the boxing in.
So hopefully that means that we're nervous in the chess and play as slow as me.
I think he's probably stronger on the boxing, but he is a decent chess player. But your chess has improved significantly, so I think honestly you'll be well matched. It's certainly the bout that I'm most looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to Razor Rotter as well, because there's a lot of beef there, but I think in terms of the two matching the two disciplines, I think you and Nick are probably the most evenly matched on both.
Are we both a case of better at boxing than the average chess player and better at chess than the average boxer?
I think you probably are, yeah.
And that's like just going for the middle grounds.
Yeah, no, but you're both reasonably well accomplished at both disciplines, so I think your fight will be the closest, you're headlining for that reason. I'm very much looking forward to it.
How did your interviews go? You've been on the radio a lot lately.
I was on the radio, thank you for asking. I've been on the radio a lot. It seems to happen that basically that we have the info at London Chess Boxing sort of email, and anyone who wants to get interviews will email in, and both Zina and I have access to that. But I tend to not check my emails as often as Zina. So basically what happens is when someone comes in and it's like a good interview, Zina, like with a good person, like during the day, Zina does it. And then if it's like at 2 a.m. like a local news radio station, and I end up doing it.
So it's more she steps back rather than you step forward.
Yeah, exactly. So basically this one occasion, it was actually, I can't remember the name of the radio DJ, it was somebody, Richard Wright or somebody like that. And so I agreed to do it. It was actually during the day, this one. But at the last minute, he was replaced by Richard Madeley. So when I actually did the interview, I got to have a chat with Richard Madeley, and he's one of my hero, anti-heroes. I don't know. I really like Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I listen to Madeley, I cannot tell the difference between the two.
That's fair.
It was quite an incredible interview. I don't know if it was on the last podcast, but I don't know. Like, it was so light. Like, he was talking about this dog that wears a bow tie that brought its master out of a coma, and then he interviewed me, and then he went on to like discuss a sister dying and stuff. That's really bizarre. Wow. It was great to chat to him, and of course, got a new Partridge series coming out on Monday, so I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Radio Norwich back in town.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was great to talk to Richard. It was quite a short interview because I think they were running late, so the people ahead of us basically overran, so he kind of rattled through the questions. But no, it's something, an experience that I'm quite pleased that
is
I
it,
did.
Is it his daughter that's dating like James Haskell, the rugby player?
I don't know.
Because if at some point it gets back to him and he wants to have a go, I'm not volunteering for
what,
that.
What, at chess boxing?
Yeah.
Is he still playing rugby?
No, he's not. Okay. And he just, from what I can understand, he just lifts a lot of weights.
Oh, right. Looks he's very just good. Enormous.
Yeah.
Naked. You do get and, some crossovers, though. We got Freddie Flintoff, he boxed, didn't he, remember?
He did. There's a lot of... kind of buzz around boxing, a lot of people want to try it.
Yeah, it's quite popular at the moment, isn't it?
And you even get like Sonny Bill Williams, who's a New Zealand rugby player.
Oh yeah,
became New Zealand heavyweight champion for a while.
Well, did he really? I did not know.
I think it was New Zealand heavyweight champion. He kind of,
and then he was a great rugby player,
and then he had to give up the belt because he couldn't be bothered to defend it. He was just like, I just want to
he's done it now.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you play any other sports then, Toby? You're not crossing over?
Not anymore, but I crossed over to this from American football.
Oh really?
So at school,
you've got the frame to play, I suppose.
Well, this is the thing, is at school it was West Country, so everything's rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to university...
It's like rugby or cheese running, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. There's a lot of cheddar. So I grew up just down the road from cheddar.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like cheddar. So you grew up playing rugby or playing, and then you moved to American football, did you?
Went to university, tried rowing for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Almost failed my course because of it. It kind of takes over your life, rowing.
I bet it does, yeah.
It's like training twice a day, getting up at 6, going to lectures.
You have to be so focused, don't you?
Sleeping through lectures. Yeah, because as well as studying physics as well, which is like long days.
Yeah.
Like a full-time job. And then rowing, they also want it to be like a full-time job. Because as far as they're concerned, they're
more
training
potential.
Yeah, they're training potential Olympians, and that's what really matters. And you're like, going, okay, this is my life.
I suppose you've got to make a choice, though, don't you?
Yeah, and then I chose physics, eventually. Mm. Too late though.
You made the right choice.
And then
I like physics.
And then I helped start the American football team at Durham.
Okay.
Which was fun. But then I went from rowing, where I was like 86 kilograms, to American football, where I was about 116.
Okay.
So just like lifting loads of weights in about 3 years, I think I put on like 10 kilograms a year or something.
Yeah. Is that good for your body, being that
it was
enormous?
No. I felt unattractive. Like certain girls go for that.
Mm.
You notice like different kinds of girls then come attracted to you. But I used to have to moisturize everywhere because it was like muscle would rub on muscle and stuff like that.
God, that's horrible.
So then I tried to lose weight.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you just got like constantly moisturize under the
arms. Garode is his face. Oh yeah. Disgust.
No, sex appeal drop. Basically, being big is not a great look. Even though I was quite leanish, student diet not great. So leanish.
And Gilroy, you I think you said your favourite sport is, what is
chess
it?
Chess boxing.
Apart from chess boxing. Second favourite sport, sorry, is, I'm going to get this wrong, is it hurling?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah, good. Fair play. I was never skillful enough to take it up.
You better explain to people what hurling is.
Hurling's it's a stick and ball game played in Ireland. It's the selling point is it's the fastest field game in the world.
Terrifying to watch.
Is it? Do you think so? I've heard.
I look at it and I'm like, why are people playing?
I've never seen it, but I imagine it's like aerial hockey.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I've heard, like, any time an English person sees it, they always tell me it's violent, but maybe I'm kind of used to it. Like, a shoulder, it's a proper shoulder. Everyone gets up, they don't lie down afterwards.
Uh-huh.
But like this, it's that, and the other version is Gaelic football, which I would have played when I was younger, which is the same rules as hurling but with a football. It's kind of like a mixture of rugby and soccer. I would have played Gaelic football when I was younger, and the parish I come from is a Gaelic football parish, but I was good, I just never took it seriously, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who's your team then, or do you have a team?
Waterford would be the county team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you're from, is it?
That's where I'm from. Yeah. At hurling, they haven't won in 60 years or so. I think it's about 60.
Haven't won what, a game?
No. Like a championship in All Ireland, which is like the biggest thing you can win.
So statistically, they must win next year, right?
Statistically, they will win next year. Yeah. Bet your house on Waterford. Yeah. So.
It's about time.
It's their turn.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you go and see live games?
Yeah, when I get back now, the last live game I saw was the All Ireland final. It was 2 years ago, which was there. Their chance to win after 50 years, but they didn't because they never do. That's, you know, I like London, but like, you know, that build up to that match, everyone talking about it back home, that's like, oh, I really miss home. I really wish I was there at that time. Yeah, yeah. But
and you felt like that as well, you didn't?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. It's the first time I kind of felt.
I guess it's only like going to happen maybe once or twice in your lifetime, kind of thing.
Yeah, them getting to the final, them winning a final will probably not happen in my lifetime.
Okay, guys. Well, unless there's anything else, I think I'll bring things to a close. Thanks very much for coming on the podcast. Thanks very much for agreeing to fight on the 16th of March. Looking forward to seeing you both in the ring, and looking forward to having a couple of drinks afterwards. So that's it from me, a Grievous Bodily Farmer. That's it from you, Toby.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. No, but you got some more?
No. We'll call it. Okay. Just me.
Okay, and that's it from
Jerome.
Okay. Thanks very much. See you in a week or two.